In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Today, my beloved, we have the major feast day of the entrance on the Holy Temple of the Mother of God, a little three-year-old baby. She was brought out from the home with a big procession. The maidens were gathered from the famous people. They would make the held candles, and when they went in the front of the baby, that she was held by the parents, the Saint Joachim and Anna, and by the hand, and they walked for 3 days from their home over to the Jerusalem, to the holy temple, and there was a great joy. There was the procession was filled with the psalm singing. The maidens were singing in the psalms, and everybody was so joyous that they were met there with the priests. And of course, the high priest at that time was Zacharias, and he had greeted them. And then they put the little future Mother of God, the little three-year-old girl, on the first step. And there's 15 steps to go to the Holy of Holies, where only the high priest would be able to enter into that Holy of Holies place once a year. And the other priests were not allowed, and only the high priest once a year. And she just walked up, the little three-year-old baby, she just walked up quickly to all the 15 steps when the procession is for the high priest to go into the Holy of Holies. They have to stop at every step, and they say a psalm. They read a psalm, and of course, the little tyke just ran up, or went up quickly to the top without anybody's help, to the top, and was in such a joy. She was rejoicing because she knew in her heart that she was being sent to go to the Lord, to God, and she was preparing the soul that was so beautiful. She was the best soul that was ever born, and then ever is going to be born, and that's when the Lord chose her to be to be a mother of His Son that has been born of Him pre-historic times, and had created the whole universe. And He sent the Lord to the earth to save these people that are engulfed in the sin through the trickery of the devil, as in the first time in the Garden of Eden, when we have lost the eternal blessed life in the Garden of Eden, my beloved. And the Lord saw that we just cannot cope. We are not able to conquer the evil one. He tricks all the time. And so He came to show us a way to how to live. And He chose the Mother of God, this the beautiful soul, to carry Him in the womb, and to give Him a birth as a man, for in this to walk in this earth and to show His example. My beloved, she was brought up there, and the Zacharias, the high priest, he had took her right into the Holy of Holies, where, like I said, that only a high priest can go there once a year. And he showed a place where she can come any time she wants to pray, to go inside there and to pray. And of course, she was also living with the other maidens that they took care of her, in a sense, taught her to read, and then to sew, and do all the kind of things for the vestments and so on. But she spent most of her time, she spent in prayer. She would go into the Holy of Holies through the permission of the Zacharias, and she would go there, and there she would be meeting Saint Archangel Gabriel or other saints, and after she would go through the work hour, she would go there and she would pray, and she would be fed by the angels, and she was fed, and she would stay in the prayer for the rest of the, from the afternoon all the night, that she would be spending in prayer and in conversations and being taught by the angels and being with them, with the heavenly dwellings. What a great joy it was for her. And of course the mother would be coming often. The mother would come to visit her daughter in when she is not, of course, in the Holy of Holies, when she is with other girls. My beloved, she is our helper. She is our ladder to the Lord. She had, makes it so much easier for us to reach the Lord. How many times in the life of the saints we know that where the person had fallen down so much in sin and was so engulfed and chained to one passion or another, and where even the Lord already would not allow him to return to him, and like St. Mary of Egypt, and when she cried out to the Mother of God, recognized her sinfulness, and the Mother of God opened the road for her to come to the Lord. As you also know, that the first miracle the Lord had ever made on this earth, while being in the taking the form of a man, a perfect man, it was at the wedding when the Mother of God said, "They ran out of wine, and would you do something?" And the Lord said, "My time has not come yet." But because she asked him, he had did the miracle. He told the people to bring big vessels of water and to bring that filled up to the rim, and then to take it, of course you know the story, and to bring it to the one who's handling the feast of the marriage, and it turned to wine. That was the first miracle that the Lord did, even though he said that wasn't his time, but because his mother asked him to do it, he had done it. And she does it all the time. She does it all the time. She helps us when we cry out to her. All we have to do is really cry out to her and ask for help, and she is more than willing to intervene and ask and beg her son to have more mercy on us and give us another chance and another chance and another chance, and it's always that she is always there for us, my beloved. So this is a great, great holiday. This we heard the first time already, the singing of the Katavasya, from the canon, at the end of the canons, and of each one there is a song being sung, and it's already Christmas songs, and the Christ is being born. And from this day on, we are having the more and more added to the new holiday coming up of the Christmas, more and more songs of the Nativity of our Lord. My beloved, we have to learn to live in this world, but live in such a way as to always be aware of the heavens, or to be aware of the heavenly dwellers. We have to live in such a way as to feel the closeness of the Lord himself, because he said to his disciples, "I will be with you forever." He will be with us. He is with us when we want him, when we acknowledge him. He's everywhere present and fills all things. And the Mother of God is always willing to help us and to be with us. And our guardian angel is always with us, but he will not, neither will the Lord nor the Mother of God will force themselves on us. We have to want to have, to feel their presence. My beloved, some people complain that they're lonely and they're all left alone and they lose maybe the members of the family and they are living by themselves and they feel lonely and depressed and so on. Well, this should never be with Orthodox Christians, because we are never alone. We have to realize that the Lord is with us, and so is the Mother of God and all the heavenly dwellers. All we have to do is summon them. All we have to do is turn our heart to them, and they will be absolutely there to console us. They always do, my beloved. Of course, it has to be taken by faith. But without faith, we don't stand a chance. Of course, you don't have the faith. You say, I don't have the faith. Well, then you pray about it. You ask the Lord to give you the faith, because the Lord said so. Whatever you ask in my name, the Father, I will give you. And of course, don't ask for foolish things, for the material things. The Lord said this in his preaching, that not to do that, not to ask for material things, because these things the pagans had done and were looking for. But the Lord knows what you need, and he would give it to you. But mainly, you look for the spiritual gifts. You look for the peace, for the patience, for all those things, for faith, especially for faith. And look for those gifts, and the Lord is more than willing to give it to you if you really want it. He gives the heart's desire, what you want, with only, of course, those things that will help you to make it to heaven and to have eternal bliss, eternal happiness. My beloved, let's become realistic and let's turn our eyes to the heavens and to the heavenly dwellers, and let's love the Lord and understand that the true love of the Lord would reflect upon our love of our soul, which is eternal, and the love of our neighbors. And we should never judge anyone. If you don't want to be judged by the Lord, we should not judge anybody. You want to be able to make it to the kingdom of heaven, learn to be merciful as the Father in heaven is merciful. You do, and we do that, and with the faith, we'll be able to be truly rejoicing in the presence of our Lord and the Theotokos and then the guardian angel and all the heavenly dwellers. May the Mother of God continue to help us along and be our ladder to the Lord, so that we'll be able to be united with all the heavenly dwellers. Amen.